This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're a Netflix customer, you might have noticed service has been a little slow lately. Could be too many apps running on your mobile device of choice, I suppose. Or it could be that there's a behind-the-scenes battle going on behind your screen. Netflix and Verizon have been sniping at each other. Netflix, of course, pushes out a bunch of data to get its movies to you and me. Verizon controls the pipes that bring you those movies, and it wants Netflix to pay more for the privilege of using them. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more now on the latest skirmish in the long-running fight over net neutrality.
So I'm entering week three of my West Wing Netflix binge, and week three of web slowness issues. It's really irritating. The Bartlett presidency waits for no one. Stupid Netflix.
Your real beef isn't with Netflix at all. It's with Verizon.
Aram Stinreich is the author of The Piracy Crusade. He says companies like Verizon that own the internet highway are trying to get big data users like Netflix to pay extra fees. They say they need those fees to expand their networks to handle more traffic. Ken Wilber is a marketing professor at the University of San Diego. He says as internet use has skyrocketed and data-hungry video has taken off, there's a cost-passing game of chicken going on between websites and internet service providers.
Companies need to figure out who was more important to whom, and once they have a clear idea about that, then they can figure out who should be paying whom how much.
Net neutrality guidelines mean carriers like Verizon couldn't charge Netflix more than any other company. But those guidelines aren't being enforced. Piracy Crusade author Aram Stinreich says without net neutrality, there's no way a company like YouTube or Facebook or Netflix could get off the ground.
Only the wealthiest companies who already control the industry will be able to provide a compelling consumer experience, and all the rival upstarts are going to come across as pixelated, blocky, interrupted video.
Verizon says it treats all internet traffic equally. My Netflix experience says otherwise. Either way, when it comes to my West Wing binge, I might just have to develop video buffering patience. Or start reading. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.